Hi there, Mr. Preston. It's Mr. Henson here. Just had a listen to the first episode of the New Year Six podcast. Wondered if we could have a chat about it, maybe. Thought it was, how can I put this? Well, a little bit too entertaining. It was quite fun and light-hearted, and I felt maybe we could tweak it a little bit for our next episode. Maybe add in a few more, well, complex mathematical problems or awkward grammar questions, make it a bit more year six like perhaps. Come and see me about that. Also, just FYI, and the favourite sandwich filling section. As you know, a bit of a cheese sandwich favourite here, and a ham sandwich too, but yeah, during lockdown I've been, well, ham and cheese mixed together. Great flavour combination. I don't think anyone else will ever have tried that, but that's just me. Pop and see me, please, in the office, and we can maybe think about making this podcast a little less entertaining, and a bit more serious. Thanks.
Okay, children, open your homework books. The title is Serious and Non-Entertaining Problems. Make sure you underline the title neatly, using a ruler. Splendid. Now listen up. I would like you to answer these questions. I'm only going to say these problems once, so pay attention. First, if x subtract 2 over 6, subtract x subtract 4 over 8 equals 9, what is x? And secondly, true or false, the subjunctive is a verb form or mood used to express things that could or should happen. It is used to express wishes, hopes, commands, demands, or suggestions. Okay, get to it. You have the time until the music stops to answer these serious and non-entertaining problems. Okay, I think we are safe. Mr. Henson is far too busy to listen to all of this podcast. In fact, he's probably off now round the school sorting out problems. Like, why has a school from the Cambridgeshire Fens got a panda as a mascot? What is buried underneath the mound on the field? Or where on earth has Miss Fellows disappeared to? And before we get to hear Mr. Killick talk about sandwiches, I'd like to thank Jamie and Gabriel for their jingles, which we have already heard, and for Jake's, Nathan's, Nico's and Rickley's jingles that we're about to hear.
Wow, great jingles, everyone. Now, last week, we asked you what has been the wackiest sandwich you've had during lockdown. We've had loads of responses. Thank you so much for taking part, Year 6. Some sound pretty tasty, like Thomas's creation of a cheese and baked bean toasty. Phoenix told us that he likes peanut butter Nutella with ham. It seems, though, lots of you have been eating ketchup sandwiches. Louis even said that he's tried ketchup and broccoli together. A couple of people have said that they like bacon and peanut butter together. It seems a popular sandwich amongst you Year 6s seems to be the classic crisp sandwich. Now, I have to say, I absolutely love a crisp sandwich too, especially when it's salt and vinegar. Nico sent us this.
My lockdown wacky sandwich is with Nutella, hummus and, of course, peanut butter with a bit of crunchy carrot.
Nice, thanks Nico. Thomas has told us that he likes a Nutella and orange curd sandwich. Ashley says that butter, jam and honey is a delicious combination. And finally, Cody's suggestion of a jelly and lettuce sandwich has got to be the soggiest sounding sandwich I have ever heard of. Now, I wonder if any of these sandwiches made their way to your Year 6 picnics on Friday. Oh, sorry, my phone's ringing. One sec. Hello? Hi, Miss Bassett. Yeah? Of course you can share your favourite sandwich. I'll put you on speaker. One sec. Okay, go for it.
My absolute favourite sandwich filling when I was a child was potted meat, which is like a sort of paste made out of beef. So potted meat with brown sauce. And I used to have it all the time when I was a little girl in my sandwiches. But now I think probably my favourite sandwich filling now is probably cheese and ham with piccalilli and some salad would be my favourite. And especially when it's in a bagel.
Okay, well, there you have it. I suppose the only important question left to ask Year 6 is, who do you think makes the best cheese and ham sandwich? Mr. Henson or Miss Bassett? You can vote for your favourite using the... Oh, hold on. Sorry, my phone's ringing. Hi, Miss Bassett. Yes, I would like to keep my job. Oh, yes, I'll tell everyone. Oh, there's no doubt that you are the best cheese and ham sandwich maker that Ely's ever seen. Yes, oh, and the best accordion player. Okay, sure. Have I seen Miss Fellows? Yeah, she was out playing on the wobbly bridge a minute ago. Yeah, she's still in the playground. Okay. Oh, yeah, sure. I'll go and tell Mr. Henson to stick to the cheese sandwiches only from now on. Okay. Okay. Bye.
Hello, Year 6. This is Miss Fellows on location. Today, I am in the PE shed. Mr. Preston suggested I talk to you about sport. Oops. If you can hear in the background the music, this is Ski Sunday music. I was always inspired on a Sunday afternoon to watch Ski Sunday. I'd sit on the settee, eat cake, drink tea, and enjoy people skiing. So here I am in the PE shed looking for inspiration. And I thought I would look in this tray here and... maybe there's some inspiration in this bag, so I could just get stuck. And that's interesting. Here are some. Yes. Oh dear. And the bucket. Let's see what's in this bucket. Yes, lots of. Inspiration there. Now, oh dear, I knew I should have hooked the door back. Oh, not again. What am I going to tell Mr. Preston? I don't think he's going to like this very much. Right, well, I'll try, see if I can get somebody's attention. Hello? Help? Is anybody there? Let me out. I can't get out. The door's locked. Hello. 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 I can't get out. Hello. Hello. Can you let me out? Hello. 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 I can't get out.